Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. Friendly, Fluently Forward, featuring friend of the pod. Woo! Wish your name began with an F. It's Tori from Ready to be Petty. How you doing, Tori?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited to have you back on. You've come on for many an episode. I think the first ever one you came on was for Euphoria. And then I know, obviously, when Dumois' identity was revealed, I came on for yours. And then you got blocked by her. So then we bonded over that. Yes. And you've been on for other stuff too. But I was just so excited to have you on for Friends, because this was something that I've been meaning to do a Friends episode for a while, but it is a blind spot of mine, which, by the way, I'm curious, what's your pop culture blind spot? Because like mine is the TV show Friends and reality TV.
Yeah, I think mine is Real Housewives, which isn't like a 100% blind spot because I do know a lot of the lore and characters, but like I have never watched outside of Real Housewives of Vancouver, which only me and my mom watched out of the whole world. It's kind of a blind spot. And it's so funny because when you asked me to do this episode, I was like, yeah, sweet, like for sure. Like I enjoyed Friends. And then you're like, yeah, I've only seen a few episodes. And I was like, okay, this is like when we did Euphoria and we were like, yeah, we haven't finished season two.
But I feel like
it's like you're either some of these shows like,
yeah, they kind of paint themselves into a hole. Like in Euphoria, like I know that nobody's going to Disneyland. I know that they're doing heroin in a bathroom stall as they also have an orgy at the same time with their teacher. And with Friends, I know that, you know, they're having a Thanksgiving and it goes really wacky, you know? Like
so true. Yeah, yeah, that's so fair.
But I had to learn what was up with Friends because I am an obsessive BuzzFeed quiz taker. Like I have the BuzzFeed app downloaded just so I can take BuzzFeed quizzes all the time. And they always, because they have six answers for every question a lot of the time, they always say, which Friends character are you? And I've just always picked Phoebe because everyone goes, you're Phoebe and Phoebe's the weird one. Who are you?
I'm probably Monica.
Which, the anal one, right? That's how I think of them. Yeah. Tori. Like,
she's like always cleaning and she always has like when they're doing the Thanksgiving and stuff like that, she's always like the one with the schedule and stuff like that. I don't know. I kind of feel like this with Sex and the City too, where it's like, are you one of the characters? It's like most people are like a mix of the two. Or is that like me being on the fence?
No, I feel like that was true. And my rundown of the others was that Joey was like the goofy playboy. Chandler was like the smart Alec, sarcastic guy.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, who plays, oh my God, how am I forgetting her name?
Yeah, Rachel Green. She's like the ditzy, like socialite, privileged girl. And then Ross is the nerd, like really nerdy anthropologist.
Which is so funny because like when I was talking to people this week about the show, they're like, oh yeah, like he's really smart, like he's a doctor. I was like, oh my God, I thought he was just some guy with his hand down his pants cheating on Jennifer Aniston, you know? Like unless you watch all the episodes, I think there is some nuance. But in the clips that I've seen that go viral of him like shouting pivot and then being like, we were on a break, I'm like, he's just always confused and floundering. So like I didn't think that he was smart. Yeah.
Yeah, like I would say he's book smart and like he always makes fun of, I think he talks down to Rachel about like how she didn't get like a lot of the shit at the museum that he was like working on or whatever. But I think a big part of his storyline is like overcoming, like he always had a crush on Rachel when he was in high school and then like overcoming his like dorky side that.
Have you heard of there's a YouTuber named Shallon Lester and she talks about this. It's called the kill the cheerleader effect.
No, but what is that?
So, I mean, from the, you know, from the little that I know about Friends, it's kind of reminding me of this. And I feel like you see a lot of celebrities, especially male comedians, doing this. And, you know, to my knowledge, kill the cheerleader is basically this idea of a guy who was maybe like a little bit of an incel growing up, like not that popular, like not that cute, whatever. And he ends up getting older, maybe coming to his own, maybe he gets taller, makes money, I don't know, grows a beard, I don't know, whatever. So then he ends up dating someone who is like popular or pretty or like would have been the cheerleader back in high school. And because he still hasn't worked out all of his issues, he ends up cheating on her or humiliating her in public because he like has to get out that rage that he kind of had in high school by killing the cheerleader to make himself feel better. And I feel like that happens, I mean, we see this with so many celebrities and so many like male comedians and all of these like guys in Hollywood. And I just find it very interesting, especially because I think a lot of girls have this mentality of like, oh, if a guy is like a nerd or a dork, I'll be like safe with him.
Yes. And it's
like, no, honey, like you're not safe from anyone. Like they could all be awful, you know?
Yeah, it's just like a different type of packaged misogyny. We talk about that a lot too where I live because I live in the Pacific Northwest. So a lot of guys wear, you know, like they're in Blundstones and they like camp and like care about the environment and stuff like that. And people are like, oh, well, like those guys will treat me good because treat me well because they are like, I don't know, like nature-y or whatever. And it's like, no, they still treat you shitty. They're still F-boys. Just it's just packaged differently. So I totally yes. get that. And I think Hollywood, we often forget that a lot of these people that have made it made it big being famous from like acting and stuff, even music, like they're a lot of them are like musical theater like losers. Like
yeah,
that were like died for their craft and maybe didn't go to like parties and stuff like that or whatever, like had a social life because they were working so hard at their craft. And then yeah, they roll up to Hollywood, and then if they have this massive fandom, I think it's, I don't know, it's interesting.
You know who made that like the most apparent was I feel like if Charlie Puth had played things a little bit differently, he could have been like a sexy rock star. Yes. But instead he's at home being like blah blah bleep bloop, and then when I tap this it goes tickety tack tack and it makes the sound. And it's like, oh my god, like you just made music unsexy. Like come on, it's like the sexiest thing out there and you managed to, you know, nerd yeah. it up, baby.
Yeah,
but I mean, I like it.
Yeah, 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 100%. Yeah, like he could have been like a sex symbol and he's just like, I don't know, famous on TikTok, I guess, at this point. So
yeah, he went the Jason Derulo route. Jason Derulo. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Next Evo Naturals. You know them, you love them. These are CBD products that I am obsessed with. I know a lot of people sometimes they get a little quizzical about CBD, and that is because a lot of CBD products out there, they are CBD oil. So when you consume or you reach for these oil-based CBD products, you could be absorbing as low as 6% of what is on the label. But Next Evo Naturals, they are different. They developed this water-soluble form of CBD. It's been clinically tested multiple times, which is why they work faster and absorb four times better. So I love reaching for my CBD gummies before bed. If I'm waking up, maybe I had a nightmare and I just want to calm down. If I'm feeling a little bit irritable and maybe I just want to chill out for the day. I personally love the gummies, but they also have different capsules, pills, CBD in any type of form. So if you don't want to waste your time with oil-based CBD that might not work, you can upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo. Go to nextevo.com and use the promo code FLUENTLY to get 25% off. That is 25% off at nextevo.com with the promo code FLUENTLY. So for today's episode, we're not really going to do much of like a fun facts about the show and like, you know, little things you might not know. We could definitely do that one day. It's just that there's so many juicy blind items on all of these six characters that like we're going to kind of take it back to the old days of just like going through. We'll cover each character of the show, you know, of the main six. We'll chat a little bit about what we think about them. I'm going to do a little bit of a tea intro up top for each person because I feel like sometimes with the blind items, I'll come away from like listening to an episode of mine and I'll be like, oh my God, those all blended together. So yeah. So we'll talk about each person, give you like a TLDR of what their blinds say, then get into it and move things along. So we're going to start with the person who is, I think, obviously the big number one of the show, and that would be Jennifer Aniston. So let's start by, you go first. Like, let me know what you think about Jennifer Aniston, and then we'll get into a little TLDR of her blind items and then cover all of them.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Jen Aniston. Like, I definitely was team Jen in the whole Brad Angelina situation. And I definitely think that that was kind of what was, you know, that was what was told to, like, for us to be Team Jen. But I think she's beautiful. I love her, like, street style. Like, she makes a pair of jeans look so good. And I think she's
Do you want to know, by the way, how every celebrity does that? Because yeah, I remember I went down a rabbit hole of Miranda Kerr, the beautiful, you know, Australian Victoria's Secret model. And I remember, like, once for an hour on Google, because I have no life, I was going through and I was like, how in the hell? How? And then I read an article about how she gets all of her clothes tailored. And that's just what celebrities do. Like, that's every single item they get tailored. And, like, then it makes sense, which, like, it made me want to learn how to tailor my own clothes. That's always been a goal of mine. Because, like, we could all look that good. Yeah. It's just that it needs to be made for your specific body, every single piece.
Yeah, no, that's actually so true. Because, yeah, they would just, like, take parts out and stuck parts in and stuff. And yeah, it just looks so effortless. Is something she always looks effortlessly chic. Like, she never does anything crazy with her hair or, like, anything like that. And I've always just admired that, like, simplistic, people would probably call it basic, but, like, that simplistic look. I think also something about her is, like, I think she's a really underrated actress. Like, I think she is getting more of her dues with the morning show, but I think people view kind of, like, serious acting and, like, dramas and stuff versus comedy, like, as or comedy.
Sitcom. Yeah. Sitcom is, like, so lowbrow in their eyes.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm like, no, she brought something, like, really, I think, unique to the show. So I like her.
Was one of her best, in my opinion, acting scenes is when she was in that movie The Breakup with Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
And they have that fight in the kitchen.
Yes.
Like, every time I get into a fight with a guy, I just, like, replay it. And she's like, I want you to want to do the dishes. And he's like, well, why would I want to do the dishes?
Fine. I'll help you do the damn dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes? Why?
See, that's my whole point.
Let me see if I'm following this, okay? Are you telling me that you're upset because I don't have a strong desire to clean dishes?
No, I'm upset because you don't have a strong desire to offer to do the dishes.
I just did.
After I asked you.
Like, I swear to God, like, if any person needs a release, just, like, go on YouTube and watch that. Like, they nail it.
Yeah, they do. Like, the...
And you know what? Oh, yeah, you go.
No, just, like, even the part about, like, the lemons and stuff like that.
Crazy. You know what, Gary? I asked you to do one thing today, one very simple thing, to bring me 12 lemons, and you brought me 3.
God damn it. If I knew that it was going to be this much trouble, I would have brought home 24 lemons, even 100 lemons. You know what I wish? I wish everyone that was at that goddamn table had their own little private bag of lemons.
Gary, it's not about the lemons.
Well, that's all you're talking about.
I'm just saying it'd be nice if you did things that I asked. It would be even nicer if you did things without me having to ask you.
But that fight scene, I think she does have some of those kind of scenes with Ross too, which, yeah, I think she's a good actress. I don't know. Sue me.
Yeah. Me, when I, like, listen to the Hannah Montana soundtrack, I'm like, okay, it has bangers. What do you want from me?
Yeah, like it's good music. Like
to listen to Prince when Hannah Montana is right there.
Yeah, like, come on.
I also think Jennifer Aniston did a really good job with sponsorships. Like, when I think of her, I think of Smartwater and I think of Aveeno lotion.
Me too.
I don't know why. I just think of her as, like, so hydrated and moisturized. Like, she really represented those brands well. Sometimes a celebrity will pick, I don't know, something, and I'm just like, I know for a fact you don't use that. But for her, I really do see her drinking that water and rubbing the lotion on its skin.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure. Like, I think she was strategic about that. There's such, again, neutral, like, brands and stuff like that. Like, no one's going to complain that she, is the face of those brands. But, yeah, for sure. I think she's done well as, like, having staying power in celebrity without having, like, really as much success as Friends. Like, Friends is obviously her number one thing, but she still has stayed at, like, an A-list celebrity status
for, like, 20 years, which is crazy. So So we'll get into her blind items here. A little bit of TLDR. She's like a chill pothead who just wants to like hang by the beach, do yoga, smoke a bowl, and like relax. And I want to talk about a little love drama that I had heard about over the years. It's not super in the blind items, but we know that Jennifer Aniston was dating Justin Theroux. I know of him from like The Leftovers, but he's basically like this big slut in Hollywood. And they were an item for a while. And I think a lot of people kind of viewed him as like, oh my God, okay, well, like you couldn't get Brad, like he left you for Angie, but like Justin's still like such a hot, sexy man. And at the same time, Selena Gomez had always loved Jennifer Aniston, seen her in Friends. She was like an idol. And I heard allegedly that Selena is a little bit of a train wreck and she will like, you know, be using drugs or alcohol, like get herself into hairy situations and call up people like crying, like damsel in distress, asking to be saved. And apparently, allegedly, she would call up Jennifer Aniston all the time. And Jen would like talk her down from these walls and like calm her down and spend all the time on the phone with her. And then Selena one night hooked up with Justin Theroux. Did you hear about that?
I was like waiting for you to say it because I was like, yeah. I did not expect anything else. I just was like, oh, I'm sure she hooked up with Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it reminds me of like the Orlando Bloom situation for some reason too. Like, yes. Speaking of Miranda Kerr, like it just seems very sloppy and very messy. But I do kind of think Selena Gomez is like that. So I like love her.
Yeah, sloppy and messy. Yeah. Sloppy and messy and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh God, why am I interested now? You know what I mean? Like, there's something about, you know, oh my God, Selena Gomez is kind of giving Serena van der Woodsen. You know, like she talks about, both Selena and Serena talk about kindness all the time, right?
Yeah.
They're always like, you know, attaching their lips to like some face of a man who's like no good for them and they should be staying away from, and they're always kind of single but they're also like seeing someone. Yeah. And then they also had that one big relationship that fell apart, which would be her and Dan, aka Selena and Justin.
Yeah, and like no accountability for anything.
Yeah, they just slide through with like their good hair and their nice clothes. Exactly. And then Blair would be, I don't know, maybe Demi. Okay, let's get into Jennifer Aniston's blind items. There was one here. Oh, Vital Proteins was another supplement, like sponsorship that she was doing, and allegedly it was recalled because there were bits of plastic in it. There was just a blind item basically saying that she has no idea about that. She'll just like happily promote whatever and not use it. So, nay, mm-hmm. nay. This was one, I remember this happened, I think probably about a year ago, there was a blind item alleging that a foreign-born, illiterate A-list actor hooked up with a Disney actress / singer and then also found time to hook up with an iconic TV actress. And that's alleging that Sebastian Stan hooked up with either Olivia Rodrigo or Sabrina Carpenter and Jennifer Aniston in like the same weekend. Which, oh, I just, God, think, I know everybody's like problematic age gap, and it is, but Sebastian Stan is so hot that I just like, I'm blind to it, you know?
Isn't that so true? When someone's hot, you'll just like give them such the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, I think that this is more common in Hollywood than we think, because age is less of a thing, I think, there. Like, of course, not in terms of like roles and like stuff like that, but like I think in terms of like social scenes, you'll see a lot of people like hang out with like a 30-year-old one day and then like a 60-year-old the other day. So
yeah, remember, yeah, when Addison Rae was like best friends with Kourtney Kardashian and everyone was like, what the fuck? For some reason it was like even weirder than like hooking up. They were like, and you're friends with that age?
It is weirder than hooking up because you're like engaged, like you're like talking with them, like, yeah, like 100%, totally. Like, I think it just happens more often than not. Also, because so many celebs, like Jennifer Aniston, what, she's probably like 55. She doesn't look 55. Like, she looks,
no,
like,
way. Yeah, yeah, like a 20-year-old looks 35 and a 50-year-old looks 35 too. Exactly. So it's just like, who's who, what? Based off of this alleged blind item, do you think it was Olivia Rodrigo or Sabrina Carpenter that Sebastian Stan hooked up with?
Why do I kind of think it's Sabrina? I feel like Olivia has had like, I feel like she's a serial monogamist. Like, she has all of these boyfriends, like, kind of back to back, and very Taylor Swift. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna get
yeah,
canceled.
No,
but like,
I know. I know. Dude, watch it. I posted a TikTok today about like something, And this girl commented, it's been a month since I was getting dragged for saying that Taylor Swift, like, it, to me, if, to me, as my opinion, it felt like she was playing to the cameras at the VMAs.
Which I agree with.
Because, I don't know, she was making eye contact with the cameras and then dancing. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
She had a made-up handshake at the football game.
I didn't even talk about the football game. But, yeah, I was like, it kind of seemed like she was playing to the camera. And then immediately people were like, oh, so you hate women. So, like, you're a misogynist. So, like, you've always been, like, a mean girl, evil bitch, awful. Anyway, whatever. I posted a video today about, like, something, and somebody goes, aren't you the girl who made that hate video about Taylor Swift? And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with Swifties? We're like, just like block me then. I just like don't understand. Anyway, whatever.
That's so now, funny.
Back to the Sebastian Stan stuff. The thing is, he was at whatever. It was like one of these fucking award shows. It was when Sebastian Stan is the Met Gala, when he wore that all pink outfit. And there is a picture of him and Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo are right next to him.
Yes, when they're like embracing. Yes.
Yeah, so like they were at least hanging out that night.
Yeah.
And maybe bumping uglies.
Yes, this was revealed. It says 0502 and usually isn't the Met Gala like usually like May, like the first weekend in May. I don't know. This is sus.
Who knows? We'll see. But apparently Jennifer Aniston got in there too. Now, there were a lot of different blind items about Jennifer Aniston kind of in the more recent years becoming a bit of a bitch. So there was one saying, this former A-list actress who starred in an iconic role was the main antagonist, but her entire party treated the staff at a place where they were vacationing horribly. One of the members of the staff said that it was the worst group of people that ever stayed there. And this was when Jennifer Aniston went on like a tropical vacation with Jimmy Kimmel, Jason Bateman, and a few other people. And over on Patreon, I have an entire episode called Why I Hate Jimmy Kimmel. And then we also did a Jason Bateman Arrested Development one. Like, they're also a terror in the blind items. And then there was this other blind here saying A-list actress, whatever. They describe her as saying she was also pregnant quite often because you know how the tabloids, like every week, were like, Jennifer Aniston's pregnant.
Yeah.
It said she was the biggest of Karens this weekend and left people in tears. She really has become a lot less nice over the years. So I just feel like that's sad. I always imagined her being like very sweet and California cool to people.
Yeah, 100%. The way that she calls everyone she interacts with, like, honey.
Honey,
I like started to
work that into your routine.
Yes, like actually though, because she it just seems so warm and like empathetic and stuff like that that I always liked that so much. But like, you are the company you keep. I don't know. Yeah, I could see this. I also know that you can catch people on bad days, so
totally. Yeah. Do you remember over COVID when they did that like Zoom table read? It was her, Brad Pitt, and Shia LaBeouf there was like getting hammered in his car because he was like method acting or whatever. And then didn't she say to Brad, she was like, hi honey, how you doing, or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think she called him Pitt. She was like, hey Pitt, like something like that, and like, how are you doing honey, or something like that. And I was just like, I want to be her so bad.
She's got that like casual cool. She's got a bit of a Serena Vanderwoodson thing going on too.
She does, and I think that's why like Selena like always connected with her and stuff like I do think that there is like some element of
they have the it factor.
I think they have really good PR in terms of like they're always like usually in good standing with the public, even though they might be doing stuff on the low that's like not great.
There's a blind item here saying Jennifer Aniston, she hosted a holiday party but didn't want anyone snapping photos of her or her guests, so it was a no phone party, and that there were some people who chose not to attend once they heard about the rule. And the first thing that came to mind to me when I read this blind item was, remember her first post on Instagram where it was her and the entire cast of Friends, but like Matthew Perry is like hunched over a table and there's very obviously lines of blow on the table, but like the entire world had seen it. It was the same time that there were like lines of blow in like Kim Kardashian's Snapchat video and she had to say that it was like from her eyelash or her eyeshadow palette. And it's like, dude, like I know what a line of cocaine looks like. You guys were obviously doing bumps and then you took a photo. Like, it's the most relatable thing about you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I do really think, like, sometimes she hangs out with people. Like, there was even a picture of her at that really big long table with a bunch of different actors this summer. And people were like, oh, this looks like a group of people like I wouldn't want to hang out with. So I don't know. But yeah, I love when celebrities post things that when they don't know. Like, all the Snapchat days were so good.
Do you remember when Gigi Hadid was dating Cody Simpson and they were caught doing cocaine at the DJ booth? And the thing is, like, it's a video, they're behind the DJ booth. They bend over at 90 degrees at the hip and put their nose to a table and then come back up. And them trying to deny it was just like, what? Like, you wanted to sniff the dirty chicken tender crumbs? Like, come on. Come on. Like, do you think we're so stupid? Bad. This is why, like, the podcast exists. Like, sure, like, sometimes people get too far with the conspiracies and, like, celebrity tabloid fodder. But also, some of these celebrities are just like, seriously? Like, you're going to look me in the eye and gaslight us and say that you didn't do this when, like, it's so very obvious that you did.
Totally. And then in other interviews and stuff, they'll be like, yeah, I was around drugs all the time. Like, at every party, it was just offered to me. And then, even like specific incidents, they're like, this, it never happened. Like,
it's like the way the US government will be like, yeah, we're going to release stuff about like JFK's assassination or MK Ultra, but we're not doing anything weird now. Now we're not doing anything. Yeah. But back then we were. And then cuts to 20 years and like it all comes out. It's like, okay, like whatever. Yeah. So if I read every single blind item about Justin Theroux cheating on Jennifer Aniston, we would literally be here for the next 2 hours. But I'm just going to sum it up and basically say that that's what happens. Justin Theroux gives me dirty dick energy just because he's always in the blind items as like screwing over women and like not being a great guy. I also don't think he's like that famous, like other than The Leftovers. I'm trying to think of like what else he's been in. I'm looking it up.
No, literally nothing. He, I feel like, had the chance to be like such a big deal and just like, I feel like, kind of flopped.
Oh, he's in that new show, White House Plumbers, that I think is like critically acclaimed, but I haven't heard anyone say that they're watching it yet, which always makes me a little,
literally never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, there we go. Let's see. There was one. So Jennifer Aniston dated Paul Rudd back in the day for a little bit, and there was a blind item saying that they split because he didn't want to sit around every single night and drink wine and do bong hits every single night. And Brad Pitt kind of alleged, he did a little bit of a quote about his marriage with Jennifer Aniston, saying that like he would stay at home all the time and like get high and not be making anything of himself, which I understand. You know that line in the Drake song Feel No Ways where it's like, I tried with you, there's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. Let's spread the rumor that Drake dated Jennifer Aniston, by the way, because that sounds like what she likes to do.
Literally.
But yeah, it seems like truly she is just a pothead who wants to chill by the beach, which I kind of love that. And maybe that's why she looks so good, because she's not stressed out about anything.
100%. I always say this, but like, if I was a celebrity, I would be the one chilling all of the time. Like, I wouldn't be like starting a million projects like Kim Kardashian. Like, I literally would like get my wealth and then hang out by the pool, smoking weed, drinking wine. Like, yes. That sounds great to me. Like, I don't understand that, but I do get it. Like, does that get tired? Probably after a while, yes. But like, I think she's in just the right amount of projects.
Same here. I'm with you too. Like, that's why I'm looking at Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy right now. And I'm like, dude, like, you're starting your own network. Like, but you just won. You got like 60 mil. Like, if I was that, I would get really into decorating. I would keep doing the podcast, and then I would have like 2 days a week where I like volunteer at like a soup kitchen or something. So then that way I don't feel like a total piece of shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then that would just be my life week after week. I'd be happy with it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't understand this like striving for more.
Couldn't be me. I think a lot of us lost that gene during COVID. It just kind of stamped it out of us. So
that's so true. Yeah.
Now, this was a fascinating blind item here. Remember, obviously, when Taylor sang some actress in the bathroom asking me what happened?
Not weeping in a party bathroom, some actress asking me what happened.
Whatever, and All Too Well. And and everybody was trying to figure out who the actress was. Well, This is an interesting little tidbit. It says, one hiccup in the former TV actress helping out Taylor Swift. So, you know, basically saying a reason why it wouldn't have been Jennifer Aniston asking her what happened in the bathroom. They say there was a period of time shortly after Jennifer Aniston split with John Mayer that she blamed the split on Taylor Swift. Granted, the bathroom visit from the song was a year or so later, so they could have kissed and made up, just something to keep in mind. So yeah, I think a lot of Jennifer Aniston's relationships, I mean, like I said, right, like Paul Rudd, John Mayer, a lot of these get kind of overlooked because you just have the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie shadow, but like, no, she dated John Mayer, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like anyone to go toe-to-toe with John Mayer and, like, come away from it okay, like, I know she was definitely damaged from it, but I just always find that very fascinating. He must have pheromones, because every woman in Hollywood has been with him.
I know, 100%. Yeah, I agree that, I don't know, I never pictured it being Jennifer Aniston. I agree that, like, I feel like, I don't know, I just don't see.
Well, you know what I love is that, like, I feel like John Mayer is so, like, my ego. Like, I'm the best. Like, I'm moody and tortured. And I'm sure Jennifer Aniston was just like, yeah, I'm tan and I'm about to roll up a joint. So, like, yeah, come by if you want to. But, like, if it's fine if you don't. I mean, I'm sure he fucked with her a little bit because I feel like he just fucks with everyone. But I do like the idea of, I feel like someone like Taylor Swift at that age, right, would totally buy into the whole tortured artist thing. And Jennifer Aniston would probably be like, I'm an A-list actress. Like, I've got nothing to prove.
No, I totally agree with you that I feel like she, even just with, like, age and maturity, probably was like, hey, yeah, I'm actually, like, don't need these games or, like, whatever with John Mayer. But mm-hmm. I still picture it being someone else asking her in the bathroom. Because yeah, also, what event would they be at that would be together? Like, maybe one of the Academy Awards or something? Like,
yeah, Taylor, it would have to be a big event, which, like, that? You don't have convos like that at, like, a big bathroom where everybody's.
Yeah, in. Or, yeah, because does Jennifer go to Met Galas? Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
No, I feel like I never really see her there.
Yeah, I would like, love I feel to. Like they don't like cross paths, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was some interest. Oh, there was one basically saying back in 2021 that she was dating a married man and she was keeping it on the DL because she knew that the tabloids would go crazy with it. So who knows? I mean, that was 2 years ago. Now, you know how she's tight with Chelsea Handler and Chelsea Handler is like very team Jen, anti Angelina Jolie. There was an interesting blind item here that I didn't believe, but there were like, it came up a couple different times, basically saying, here we go, which superstar broke up with her husband because she caught him cheating with her very funny best friend? Not only is the marriage over, but also is her friendship with the person she treated like a sister. It was basically this long blind item saying that Chelsea Handler and Justin Theroux like hooked up, and that's why Jennifer Aniston like gave him the boot. And at first I was like, no, like, I don't think so, whatever. But then there was another one too, saying that Chelsea Handler, you know, needs rehab. She's walking away from certain projects. The last straw was when she hit on the husband of a coworker while high. But hey, she hit on her former best friend's husband. So it's not new territory that she's exploring. So I was like, oh my God.
That's wild.
Maybe something did happen, you know?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like that I wouldn't see that from Chelsea Handler, but like, I don't know, maybe after like a few drinks or like drugs or whatever, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's wild. And then,
there's a few more too. One day we could do like a full Jennifer Aniston deep dive, so I'll leave some of them for that episode. The last one I'm going to end on here is just a little bit Friends related. It says she can say what she wants publicly, but behind the scenes, this A-list mostly movie actress who had an iconic role on an iconic TV show wants no part of a reunion and is the main person blocking any reunion. And in some of the other blinds that we do, they allege that Matthew Perry was the one blocking the reunion. But I feel like that's always so fun and funny with these sitcom shows. It's always the idea of a reunion and like who's the one person who thinks that they're so big that like they don't want to get the gang back together again. And she is the biggest.
Yeah, she's the Lauren Conrad, like of the Hills reunion, I feel like. So that's really interesting. I could also see them not having the right time with Matthew's like health up and downs, but yeah, that's so interesting. She didn't need it though. Like she was doing other stuff. Yeah.
She, the amount, because not only has she, right, obviously been in Friends, but she's been in killer stuff. Like right now, too, she's getting that Apple check from Morning Show. She must have, I know Googling net worth like never works because like nobody knows, but I'm just going to Google it real quick because her net worth must be like freaking fat, dude. Like, yeah. And she does all those sponsorships. They say 300 million is the estimate.
Wild. Because they were making, I think in their last couple seasons, $1 million per episode.
Yeah.
And it was like seasons that like had like, you know, 24 episodes or whatever.
Absolutely wild. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Chime. If you are looking for a way to build your credit scores safely with everyday purchases and on-time payments, check out the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. This is a great way to build credit. There's no annual fee, interest, or a credit check to get started. So with the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can use it everywhere that Visa credit cards are accepted, and you build credit using your own money. Some great benefits of this are you get paid up to 2 days earlier. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner, and you can ditch the monthly fees, and you can also access over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, which is more than the national top three banks combined. So you can start building your credit up, open up a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/fluently. That is chime.com/fluently. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank, member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Okay, well, let's move on to Lisa Kudrow, who plays Phoebe Buffy, right? And
Phoebe, she's like the wacky one.
Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah.
So yeah, people say that I'm the most like her. So okay, I relate to her. I'll take that. I feel like I've seen her in other, and I'm going to look up her repertoire here because I've seen her in other works, and I always feel like she's playing a character who's the fucking worst. Like, remember when she was in Easy A and she was that like predatory teacher who was like hooking up with the student?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I know, obviously, like, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. Like, there's so many iconic things that she's been in. She also had a show that I think was, like, kind of like a cult classic about a celebrity, I think, that was, like, quote-unquote past their prime and, like, trying to regain fame or whatever, that I always say that I'm gonna watch and just like never have. But I think she's also a really great actress.
Yeah, there was really only a few blind items about her, which always in my mind I'm like, oh, that means that they're a good person, you know. So
yeah, we'll see. I think she is a good person. And also, I like, you're blonde, she's blonde, and like, I don't know, maybe you have some like kooky interests and she has some kooky interests, but like, other than that, like, I don't see you as a Phoebe Buffay ever. Like, she,
oh, okay,
she's like really hippy dippy in the show, and like, she had like a really tough, like, she didn't know her mom, she had a twin sister that she didn't get along with, and she like grew up without a home and stuff like that. And but she was, I actually hate her character. She was so annoying. She was like too like head in the clouds.
Okay. Yeah. Which is interesting because you think that normally you'd assign that personality trait to like the Rachel Green or something like that. It's interesting when people are like, oh, this person is really street smart because they had to survive to be that way, but they're also the dumbest idiot you've ever met. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, you know, let's get
that's her.
People.
That's her.
Well, there was a blind item here about her time on Friends. It says, it almost happened. There was a time on this iconic network show that everybody still loves and binges where one of the characters was going to be fired. The obvious choice is the guy with the drug problem. So I think that would be Matthew Perry. You would be wrong. Instead, it was one of the actresses. She didn't get along with anyone and was always complaining about her character to the other actors and the producers and refused to even talk to the writers because she blamed them. She hated the writers. With several seasons remaining on the show, the plan was to have the character get a fabulous new opportunity she could not refuse, which would force her to leave. The idea was storyboarded, and apparently there was a short 3-episode arc with the season finale saying her goodbyes. The idea was that she was going to move to another show on the same network on a full-time basis. But in the end, though, the idea was tanked and she remained. So, yeah, maybe she was also upset about her character.
Yeah, which, like, this sounds bad, but, like, I hated her storylines until she got together with Paul Rudd. It's like, I don't know. She had, like, no storylines, I feel like. I guess the one with her mom, there was, you know, some touching moments there. But, like, yeah, I totally get it. I don't know. I feel like they were kind of writing her like Samantha on Sex and the City, like just kind of like embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like dumb, like comic relief.
It is interesting too, in this blind item how it says she didn't get along with anyone. I have always felt like Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston were closer for some reason. But I just feel like anytime you have a group of three girls, like three is not the good number.
Yeah.
Good things don't happen in odd number groups of like ladies, basically.
Yeah, that's funny.
This was fascinating. This blind item says this married actress used to be A+ and on a hit network show for almost a decade. She is hit or miss on shows and is having an affair with a guy who is pushing 80. I just feel like who would want like 77-year-old dick? You know what I mean? Like I just
nobody.
And for an affair, like wouldn't you want to have an affair with a strapping 27-year-old or something?
Yeah, 100%. Like I didn't even know 80-year-olds still got boners, basically. So
yeah,
like I don't know. That's fucking weird.
This is a blind item that kind of leans into her. It's very long, so I'll just summarize it. But it was basically just saying that Lisa is very, very trusting, almost like way too naive. Producers used to have sex with her for parts, and she trusted them because she was like, well, they ended up giving me the part, so like it worked out, blah, 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 allegedly. And apparently her husband has been cheating on her, and a lot of people come up to her with like notes and hotel receipts and like evidence of women calling him, but she chooses to believe her husband and kind of keep her head in the clouds. Although now that you told me that about her character, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if like the character influences the blind
the
item
person.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I know, because she doesn't seem like that at all in real life. She seems like a really like with it, like logical person.
Now, there were, however, a lot of blind items about her husband cheating on her. His name's Michael Stern. He's some, like, French advertising executive. And there were blind items about him, like, massively hitting on other women and them coming to Lisa and being like, her husband did this to me, and her being like, oh, my God, well, you must have just, like, misunderstood. Like, there's a cultural difference, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I guess people in Europe kiss on the cheek or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, who knows what's going on, but it seems like her husband might be a little bit of a wanderer.
Oh, I hate that for her.
Me too. And she did have two kindness blind items. One about her sponsoring and paying for a salary for two teachers at, of course, they just said Africa. They didn't say the country, but somewhere there. And then there was another blind item about her giving away over $3 million to charity. And I feel like I do hear about the Friends cast being very charitable, which, I mean, their net worth is probably so big that it's hard not to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, David Schwimmer, he played Ross. And other than Ross, like, I have no opinion about him on anything. You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I just hate Ross so much. Like, and it makes me, like, hate David Schwimmer. Like, I just, like, his character is so bad. Like, I don't know. I think the true, like, romance of the show is between Monica and Chandler. And even though Ross and Rachel got all of the, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to be like Ross and Rachel and stuff like that. Yeah, he's just such a loser character. And I feel like I do paint his character onto him. I will say he has produced these videos about, like, workplace harassment. That I often,
wait,
yes, I know.
What?
Because so
I was
weird.
Like, he became a director after this, right?
Yes, yes. And he has,
that's what he directed, harassment in the workplace videos?
Yeah, but like good ones. I actually use them all the time at my work, which is super, super weird.
And
but
is he in them or is it like
no,
a David
production? No, he's
production?
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but it always says at the beginning of the production, a David Schwimmer production. So then people always ask me, like, oh, is it like the David Schwimmer? So then I always just preface the video. I'm like, yeah, and it's produced by like the Friends castmate. So like, yeah, I don't know. I'm scared to look at his blind items because like,
what makes the workplace harassment video good? Like, it's just, you know, some of the ones that I've listened to before, like it's like AI wrote the script. It's awful.
100%. Yeah, I think that that's the reasons why they're good is like the dialogue is authentic. The ones that I specifically use are at like bars, and there's so much harassment in the service industry that goes like unchecked and stuff like that. So yeah, I think he actually uses like really accurate depictions of workplace harassment. So like that is such a side tangent about
good for David.
Yeah, yeah. But I hate the character Ross. And sometimes well, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, so his blind items like aren't that great. It's just a lot of cheating and fucking around, basically. So here's the first one. It says, much like his character in that iconic role in TV show, this B-list mostly TV actor's wife thinks that one thing is happening in their relationship while the actor already is hooking up with someone barely in their 20s. And we're going to have a lot of these when it comes to David Schwimmer.
Do you think that these people are actually cheating on their partners this much? Or do you think when people are writing blind items and there's like, I don't know, like nothing going on, or like, like they just get like a whisper of a story, they just like jump to cheating?
I think that everyone in Hollywood is cheating, pansexual, and on drugs. And like, it, you have to present me with evidence to make me think that you're loyal, straight, and sober. Like, I need years of evidence. Otherwise, I'm just going to go back to my default, you know? Like, when it comes to celebrities, I just tend to assume the opposite. Like, I don't know. And also, I mean, there were tons here. So let's see. What was another one here? This one was interesting. The former A-list, mostly TV actor from a very long-running network show, whatever, turned failed movie actor, turned director, turned take-what-he-can-get actor, is divorcing his wife. I told you about the other woman he got pregnant. Apparently, though, the woman he got pregnant charges by the hour, and our actor is just finding that out now and has been going crazy texting and emailing and yelling at her. So I always like when they throw a little bit of more details into it.
Yeah, 100%. That seems more accurate than just like this, you know, character
Ewing hooking up.
Yeah.
There was one, I don't know, he was like shitty to a waiter. There was a blind item about that. This one was interesting. It says, if you ask this A-minus list, mostly movie actress / Oscar stealer, which would be Gwyneth Paltrow, who was the second worst sexual partner she ever had, she would mention the star from the show who now likes to direct. He was rude, arrogant, and angry that he was unable to perform. And we found out in his book, and also Gwyneth confirmed it in her kind of like in memoriam Instagram post to Matthew Perry, that she also like made out with Matthew Perry. So she was making the rounds around the Friends cast.
100%. Yeah, that's so sad. Like, that's, yeah. But that, I don't know, that kind of checks out.
I just feel like that's such a sorry to any of the straight men who are listening. I'm only saying this because I think that there's only 7 of you who listen, but I just feel like that's also such a dudely thing to like be unable to perform and then get like really angry about it and like punch a wall.
100%.
And then the womanly thing is like, yeah, like you can't get wet, so like you cry and then you're moody for an hour. I'll do it to both sides. I'll do it to everyone. We all have our ways of dealing with it.
100%.
This is what he dated Natalie Imbruglia. Is that how you say it? Right. The singer. Mm-hmm. And it says, apparently this foreign back in the day one hit wonder used the sperm of her former A-list, mostly TV actor X to achieve pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it funny how like there's always blind items about like cheating and drugs. And then there's also some about like whose sperm did you use? Like Mindy Kaling, January Jones, like whose sperm was it? I always just find that so funny. The sperm speculation. The ejaculation speculation.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Rule in the nation, you know?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. Okay. There. Do you know Post Secret?
Why does that sound so delicious and old school?
Yes, it's going to bring you back to like 2010, but it was basically this art project where you could send a secret, by mail to this guy, and he made books out of the secrets. There is one that haunts me to this day that is a postcard of all of these A-list celebs, men, A-list men, being like one of these celebrities like is the father of my child, and he like doesn't know or something like that, or like doesn't like contact the child or something like that. Like that could be David Schwimmer. Like,
was it Owen Wilson and like all of his kids?
But like it was like A-list. It was like Bradley Cooper and stuff like that. So it's so interesting. Yeah.
Wild. I hope it was he doesn't contact the kids, because if it was like and he doesn't know, I'd be like, well then what was the point of getting knocked up by him? Like, go and get the child support money. Immediately.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. This is one that says, don't believe the hype. These former co-stars, you know, are not together. He just uses his fame to find new women to hook up with each week. This was around the time when they did that like little reunion thing. And David admitted that he was like in love with Jennifer Aniston and had a crush on her and stuff like that. Yeah, you're rolling your eyes. Me too. Like, I wasn't even into Friends, but it was just reeking of like PR, let's like get a good headline for this. What 100%.
Yeah, it was just like, again, Ross and Rachel were like the big thing that everyone talked about and stuff like that. So like, let's throw in that we all had crushes on Jennifer Aniston. And it's like, who wouldn't have a crush on Jennifer Aniston? Like, she's
charismatic. She had the perfect shiny hair and two nips looking at you right in the eyes and a cute little plaid miniskirt. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I go feral when I see pictures of her in the 90s. Like, it's insane.
Literally. So I think it was just kind of like a, oh, this is like so funny that you like didn't know this or whatever. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. There was another blind here about him and Selma Blair were co-stars for American Crime Story. There was a blind item basically saying that he hooked up with her.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian, senior, the lawyer, like Kim's dad. Yeah, interesting.
And then this last one that I'll end on, just because it tickles me so much because I find it deeply relatable. It says, this is from years ago. This rich young star just bought a house in a ritzy LA neighborhood, and he loves to walk his dog on the tree-shaded streets. But during his evening strolls, he can't resist peeking in his neighbor's windows. He's been caught 3 times, craning his neck to get a better view. When confronted, he uses the excuse, "My dog slipped away." We wonder if he's looking at women or just getting decorating ideas. And when I tell you, like, everyone gets gloom and doom about the winter, and I do too, but here's the thing that pumps me up: the way you can go for a nighttime stroll at 5 p.m and like, yeah, it sucks that it's dark at 5 p.m but you get to look into everybody's windows. Like, back in New York, I would go by like the nicest streets and I would just like stop and stare. Anyway, like, and I was saying, I would watch TV with them. Like, I love getting a peek into people's houses.
I know. I was like, is this blind written about me? Like, that's actually so much fun. I love doing that when, yeah, you go on a walk and I am getting decorating ideas. But
yeah, and I'm looking at the women. I'm doing both.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe as like a millennial who will probably never own a home, it's just like, it's like aspirational to look at someone's like dining room table. Like, sorry.
No, it is so much. Like, they have a guest bathroom and I'm like, wow, I wonder what it's like to have two of those bad boys. One you get to put fun wallpaper in, and then the other you get to, you know, blow it out on the daily. Like, you need two bathrooms.
Yeah. I was like, oh, is that like a fireplace and crown molding? Like, literally, like Tom, or like, what is it? Tom.
No, you're putting your fingers up to your eyes. Like, in a TV show or what? We'll figure this out. Tom the Peeper from a TV show? Is this a cartoon?
That's basically me. No, but that's not the like name of the guy.
Like, are you talking about the guy in The Simpsons when Homer goes into the bushes from The Simpsons?
No. I don't know. Someone will know, but like, just when you're being a peeper.
100%. Yeah. Like, I'm probably going to be moving out of this apartment when my lease is up into a different spot. And I'm certainly doing an apartment tour before, because like, anytime I see somebody put an apartment tour online, literally, if you listen to this and you have done an apartment tour of your apartment, please DM it to me. I don't care if we've never DM'd or spoken before. I love looking at where people live. I just go nuts for it.
Me too. Yeah. And I love when it's a YouTube video and it's like, this is the empty tour and then this is the decorated tour. Like, that thrills me.
Gabby, who just goes by Gabriella on YouTube, obviously part of the Pod Collective,
so
has
cool.
I've probably watched her apartment or her flat tour like a million times.
Me
and Christy
too.
Like made one for our group in the text message, and I like show it to people. So there's that. Okay. The next person we're going to cover is the recently passed on Matthew Perry. So we're going to be covering him. I'm going to try to do it in a respectful way, even though some of these blind items are like not the greatest. But he revealed a lot of this already in his memoir, which came out, I believe, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And before, like I said, I didn't really watch Friends. My idea of Matthew Perry, I knew that he was struggling with drugs and alcohol. And then I also knew that he was pretty infamous for hitting on Instagram models. Do you know Alyssa Violet?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a moment in time where like Alyssa Violet was my Roman Empire. And I feel like now I'm just like, get back to vlogging. Like you were so, you had the chance that nobody else had. You could have been everything. Like I think about it all the time, both her and Sophia Franklin. I just want to sit them down and be like, let me play on your life for a year. Cause like you've got it. You just need to milk it. Anyway, she posted a photo and I remember Matthew Perry commented, oh my God, so cringe. He goes, and she was like, I don't know, like 22 at the time, like young, like posting photos of herself on Instagram. And he goes, you are so good looking that you count as three good looking people. Two good looking people had to a B moves down too. And then he said, simply attractive because of you. Anyway, so he would like, not even in the DMs, he would like openly put it out there on Instagram models' pages. Ooh, Matthew Perry.
It's so creepy. Like it gives Ben Affleck hitting on really young girls on Raya and stuff like that. Like, I just like, you can't publicly do that. Like you are a well-known movie star. And to do this so publicly, like, Ben Affleck's, like, he thought was going to be private. But even if you think it's going to be private, like, people eventually, like, they're going to take screenshots and they're going to post about it. Like, you just cannot be doing this shady shit.
Like, what happened to going out to a club and finding the hottest girl there and then having your assistant walk over with an NDA? Come on, man. That was classic stuff.
Literally, yeah. I just, like, it's so cringy. Like, I don't know if he, like, was just, like, boomer about this and, like, didn't know that because he has like a blue check mark and like because there's accounts like comments by celebs that this is going to be picked up into like a huge like news article. But yeah, it's just so cringy.
Yeah. I think people thought about his book too. I think a lot of people have a lot of respect and admiration for him and being so open about his struggle with his addictions. I think it was revealed, right, that he spent more than $7 million on over 15 rehab stays. He's done a lot of charity work and work to give back to these causes. And then I think a lot of people, too, about his book also were picking up on vibes of him definitely treating women as, like, lesser beings. Like, he talks in the book a lot about just how hot Jennifer Aniston was and how it was like so distracting, like working with her and like trying to look at her and all of these like sexual conquests he had. And he had them because, you know, he felt abandoned by his mother as a kid. But then he would explain why. He's like, oh, and like, it stinks because I always feel abandoned by my mother. Anyway, so then I slept with this girl and then like ghosted her. And it's just like, if you're self-aware enough to like know what you're doing is wrong and the reason for it, like you should also be able to stop doing it. And you were telling me too, right, that at the end of the book, there were some, what was it, shout outs to?
Yeah, like acknowledgements of the Friends cast. And like, I just felt like there was a very different tone about how he talked about the women versus the men on the cast. And yeah, I think it's an interesting time because obviously like his death is tragic and his life, like it is really brave talking about all of the addiction issues that he went through. And like in a time, especially like, so Friends was on like in the 90s and early 2000s, it's like, I don't think that people like either noticed or like cared or thought that it would be like a long-term problem. But like, if you watch the seasons now, like all through the 10 seasons, you can tell in seasons not that he was high, but like his weight and his like complexion and stuff like that.
He said in the book, he would be very skinny when he was using. Is that something you noticed?
Exactly. Yeah. Like he would be like very, very thin and like his complexion would be like ruddy and stuff like that. Mm. And then he would be like, a normal build and like, his like just with brighter complexion and stuff like that. And it's like you can so easily track that over the 10 years, but like I just don't think maybe people were like, you just wish that someone had like some studio exec or whatever like tapped his shoulder earlier on. And yeah, I think that
there
a lot
so many things back then. Did you watch the Beckham documentary?
No, but I have to watch it. I was going to if we were going to cover that, but yeah. So it's
really good. I covered them on when this comes out. They'll have been Friday's Patreon episode.
Nice.
But they were talking about like this shit that he went through when he got like red flagged at a game and how all of England like hated him, like spit on him for like literally for a year. And they were saying too, like back then, like nobody really talked about mental health. Like I know it was only 10, 20 years ago for some of these things, but the leaps that we have made in 10 to 20 years is like astronomical. Like people were not using the phrase mental health in the 90s.
100%. And like, I know that there was some like things flagged for him during this time, but like it was probably like abstinence on, like it was probably like we'll just stop drinking fully and like stop drink, like there wasn't harm reduction or like stuff like that we have now that just gives people more of a chance to succeed. And yeah, it's really, it's sad, but yeah, I think he always had demons and not everyone's perfect, but yeah, I also don't want to excuse if like, yeah, he was like kind of shitty to women and stuff a little bit. Like, yeah.
Seeming so you like said that in the acknowledgements, like he said, like Lisa, like, oh, you're like one of the only women who's like made me laugh. Courtney, thanks for making people think that like I could have a wife as attractive as you. Jen, thanks for like letting me look at your face for like 2 seconds longer than I should have every day. But then when it came to like Matt and David, it was like, oh, like you did so much great acting work turning this character dimensional. Like, like David, you really helped us with the pay raises. You were like transformational. So it's just, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, well, some of his blind items here. Speaking of the book, there was one that said, before this actor could sign a book deal, he had to find someone willing to purchase 25,000 units the first week to assure that it would be a bestseller. The publisher wouldn't do the deal any other way. It's just so true. Like, one day I should do an episode about the politics of memoirs and book sales and
stuff.
Absolutely. Like, come on. Like 100%. Like, not all those numbers are going to be correct. I think a lot of them are fudged.
100%, totally. Which it does surprise me for someone of his like, you know,
status
that they didn't think it would do well. But I guess like in a lot of ways, unless you're like, you know, standalone people like Britney Spears, like I guess books just like don't do as well. I don't know.
Yeah. There was one here saying, Matthew Perry, someone all of you know, he talks about many of his relationships and drug use, but never seems to talk about the very, very young athlete, Jennifer Capriati, that he got hooked on coke, or this former A-minus list actress, Yasmin Bleeth, who crashed and burned out of her career because he introduced her to coke. Jennifer is a tennis player. She's been pictured with him a lot. Yasmin is, she used to be on Baywatch. She was also pictured with him a lot. You just hear about all of these sad stories in Hollywood of somebody getting, you know, involved with drugs and then just like immediately not being able to find work afterwards and really struggling with it.
Yeah, that's
shitty. There's a blind here when he did a People magazine and they said, blah, blah, blah. They used AI for the whole thing of how he wanted to look. There were a lot of different blind items about him being like massively photoshopped or like using AI to kind of like change his image at the end so he looked like the old Chandler that people knew rather than like how he was starting to look at the end.
Yeah, I really see that as being valid just because, well, everyone talked about the reunion special about how just how much like filler and Botox and stuff people used, which to be honest, like, it's not fair for these people, like, coming back, you know, 20, yeah, you're 25,
damned if
30.
You do, yeah. Damned if you don't. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, they're not going to look like themselves when they were, like, 20 or 25 or 30 or whatever. Like, they're going to look like they're in their 50s, which is, like, so brutal. But also, like, obviously just, like, drug use and alcohol, excessive alcohol intake is, like, really tough on your body. So it makes sense that maybe – you know, there are some things that he didn't like about the way that he looked. So that's sad.
For I remember for that reunion, and, you know, I didn't even watch all of it because, you know, I wasn't super into Friends. But I think Lisa, a.k.a. Phoebe, she seems like she hasn't gotten that much work done. And her face is, as the plastic surgeons tell me about mine, animated, which means you have a lot of wrinkles because you move your face around a lot. And it's just so funny that, like, all of these, like, jagweeds online will be like, oh my God, like, everybody looks too done. Just, like, age naturally and gracefully. And then you see someone like Lisa who's got wrinkles and it's like, oh, burn it with fire. Yeah, and it's literally, like, you just don't want anyone to win. Like, oh my God, the only aging that's appropriate is, like, the Audrey Hepburn type of aging where you still look hot as an 80-year-old, which is,
that's
like,
that's so you know? True. I know. It's like, you deserve to die because you, you look your age. Which is, like, so wild, especially when us normies are commenting on stuff like that, because I'm like, you know, they have access to, you know, the best doctors, the best skincare, the healthiest food, the you know, the lifestyle that can afford you, like, to age quote unquote, like, gracefully or whatever. So it's so wild to me. But yeah, isn't I can imagine that being one of the toughest parts about being a, you know, younger famous person and then having, like, a sustainable career is just you know, seeing people, like, even I feel like that with Britney Spears, it's like people always post pictures of her from, like, her 20s, like, not current day and stuff, and I'm like, that must be a tough thing to work through.
Or Lana Del Rey after she gained weight, like, all of her fans just post photos of her in, like, the, what do you call it, West Coast Brooklyn baby era, and they're like, this is my queen, and it's like, oh my God, like, what are you guys doing?
100%.
Okay, well, there's basically a ton of blind items about Matthew Perry and his drug use, but I feel like it's just pretty gratuitous to read. Like, obviously, if you want to know the story, you can read his memoir, but that's just kind of like the TLDR. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Quince. If you know anything about me, you know that I like feeling luxurious, but being frugal, and that is why I'm so excited to tell you about Quince. They're basically this company, they're a go-to place for luxury essentials, but they have very reasonable prices, and they do this by cutting out the cost of the middleman and working directly with these top factories themselves. So all of their items are going to be priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. You can get anything on there. You can get clothing. They have great capsule wardrobe options. I personally love all of the home decor stuff that they have. The guy I'm seeing right now, his duvet cover is from Quince, and I found out before we got the sponsorship, so I was very, very excited. It's one of the softest things I've ever slept in. They also have curtains on there that I have. And I just think it's great too. Like, if you're moving into a new apartment and maybe you want, like, a high quality kitchen knife, but you don't want to spend, like, hundreds of dollars on it. You know, maybe you want silverware. I don't know. I love the home stuff, but they also have great jewelry, purses, clothing, anything that you want. So if you want to get affordable luxury with Quince, you can go to quince.com/fluently for free shipping on your order, and you get 365-day returns. That is quince.com/fluently to get free shipping and 365-day returns. So once again, quince.com/fluently. So for the sake of time, we're going to move on to Courtney Cox, who spells her name with, like, an extra E in there. Like, don't you think that her publicist would have been like, take out that E? It's C-O-U-R-T-E-N-E-Y. Very confusing to pull blind items. I had to try all different types. Anyway, speaking of somebody who has, and she only has literally one blind item, so she must be a good person. But speaking of fillers and everything, I feel like this is pretty topical. She has come out and said that she went overboard with facial fillers, that she messed up a lot. She didn't really realize that she looked a little bit off. I remember posting about this when she said it, and I just went, I tip my hat to you, my dear, because I, you know, I've talked about it, like, I got my nose done, I've had Botox, I've had What have I done? I did cheek filler once, and then I did under eye filler once, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. Then I went to get more after like 2 years. It got botched. I removed it. It took out my natural under eyes. I went to a different person to get more. It got botched. I took it out. And now I have like even more hollow under eyes than I would have had, but I'm too scared to get it again. So like when I so tell relatable. You, wait, yeah. Did you do under eye filler?
I did under eye filler, and that wasn't the thing that I feel like got botched on me. I'll DM you. About the thing that I think got like botched, but
yeah,
no, I think people don't realize, and this is even like medical spas and doctors and stuff that are at the top of the game is
when
that,
yes, when I tell you the guy who fucked up my under eyes and I paid $1,000 for it, like this was not some Groupon activity. I was like 100%.
Yeah. That was the same with me. Like I do live in a small town, but I was going to like the best doctor, like most reputable doctor that we had in town. And they also like, I really do feel like try to sell you on stuff or like just overplay what the results are going to be. So I totally get that you could start off with a little bit of filler and then her, I don't know, maybe just being like, hey, this isn't how I thought it was going to turn out. I want more. And then just kind of like overdo it. Like, yeah. I think we see that even with, again, people like the Kardashians, who aren't like D-list celebs who would have the money and the access to really, really great like plastic surgeons and stuff like that.
Yeah. Dude, it's a damn shame. But you know what? I'm happy that she did that. And I'm excited for more people to do it too. In the meantime, we have people like Bella Hadid who like, what do you think of people who put it halfway out there when Bella was like, you know what? I did get a nose job when I was 14. And it's like, that's like, I'm proud of you for being brave. And that's so nice. But also like, do you think that we're delusional? Like it was not just a nose job. Like, like I'm talking about everything I've done. Like, I mean, granted, I'm not like a huge star, but it's like, you could just see it in photos. I just always wonder, but like, I would have so much, like, I love Courtney Cox for doing this. And there's a gap in the marketplace. Like one celebrity come out and tell us everything you had done. I really think like, you're not going to be judged for it. Like, yeah. I mean, you will a little bit, but like people are already judging you if you're someone like Bella Hadid who had such a massive, you know, transformation.
Totally. I just think it's so gaslighty to just be like, yeah, I just got my nose done. And then it's like, we're looking at pictures of you when you're 14 and then 21 or whatever. And it's like, no, you look like a different person. And I think it's interesting because people like Heidi Montag, I was just listening to her podcast this morning, and she was talking about how she was like just shat on for her like 10 surgeries in one day, which obviously that's not how celebrities are getting things done nowadays. But like, and she's like, yeah, but like everyone gets like 10 surgeries, maybe not in one day, but like over their lifetime or like in a year or like whatever. Just, I was the only one that like said anything. Like everyone's getting the things that I got, like the back sculpting and like all of that stuff. And yeah, it like, I think it also makes, when I think about it like that, it makes me feel better of like looking at these like gorgeous people and then just being like, yeah, if I had money to like to do that, I would look as good as this person. But yeah, I hate the half truths. Then there's another part of me that's like, well, they don't owe us their medical history. But then like I'm like, but you are in the public eye, so you like kind of do. I'm so like back and forth, like,
dude, same here. I totally see both sides to it. And like, you know, you know what else is another aspect of it that I hate? I hate the discourse from like these smart ass kids on TikTok who are like, oh, and if you get anything done, like you're also a bad feminist because like the only reason people would get plastic surgery like is for like looks and blah. And it's just like, okay, so it's not enough that like we have to grow up in a world where like you're bullied for all of your flaws, like all the things that you hate, like you have to deal with that on the inside. But now if you fix it, then you're also a bad feminist. Like, fuck off. Like the whole point of feminism was like to make things easier and more equal, not to bring more shame and more guilt. And like you do this and like all of a sudden like you're not good at that. Like, I don't know, to me I'm just like, if you have something that sends cortisol throughout your body every day and it has for years because of how much you don't like it, and there's a way to safely get it done, who the fuck are you to say anything about that, you know?
100%.
So yeah, I also see the point. So who knows? And by the way, back to Courtney Cox, the only blind item about her literally is just that she blamed her coke addiction on this former A-list musician who was fired for his drug use, which was Richie Sambora, the guitar player for Bon Jovi. And like, that's it. So I got good vibes on Courtney Cox. And
love
then
it.
Wrapping up here, Matt LeBlanc, who played Joey. What do you think his blind items are going to be?
I'm also really scared. For some reason, I have a real affinity for Matt LeBlanc, like especially in actually that Friends reunion when Matthew Perry was like, there was something going on off camera, and I think he didn't realize the camera was on him, so he was like waving down this like person or like whatever. And the way that Matt just like gently put his hand on his leg and was like, Maddie, like, you're on camera, and like just a heads up and stuff like that. He just seemed very sweet and kind. So I'm hoping that his blinds say that too.
Well, it's funny that you say he put his hand on Matthew Perry's leg.
Yeah.
He's a groper, allegedly, in the blind item. So it's funny that you said
sorry
that.
Sorry for laughing. That's disgusting. But like, it's just weird that I said that. No. Oh, that's so disappointing.
So many blind items about him being a gropist with the mostest. Okay. And then some other creepy ones here. So this was, oh my God. Here's one when he was in Top Gear. This A-minus list, mostly TV actor, has two big hits to his credit. One of them is iconic. But he didn't quit his latest project, though. He was asked to leave. It was a repeat of what happened previously on the show. Too many women were complaining too often about his touching and groping and special hugs. Then we have another one from the Emmy Awards. This A-list, mostly TV actor, gets that high on the list because he's the lead in multiple shows. He had an iconic role. His strategy last night at the Emmy parties was the same as it is on the show, mass groping until someone responds positively. The thing is, despite everyone knowing what a tool he is, he gets away with it and always finds someone to take home. And then this one is a little bit specific and kind of broke my heart. It's about Victoria Justice. This A-list former tweener show actress who was always older than her character and was outfamed by someone on her show. So that would be her getting outfamed by Ariana. She was shooting an episode of network TV recently. She said the lead actor, who is permanently A-list, Matt LeBlanc, did a lot of touching and groping, but she didn't say anything because she has not been working very much as of late. And that just made me want to cry.
Me too. I know she gives off like pick me energy, but I feel like people don't talk about,
I think
about,
we all
like,
give off pick me energy.
Yeah, like I know, as like a pick me, like,
oh no, no, sorry, I was trying to do the joke where have you seen when they were talking about
we're
who sings
singers. Yeah,
no, yeah, and Victoria Justice is like, we all sing.
No, I know, but like also, yeah, like straight up as a pick me, like it's really rich for me to say that, but like I think people really underestimate her like time on Nickelodeon. And I think Ariana Grande, like we heard from Jeanette McCurdy and Victoria Justice, that she just, I think, got a lot of passes in their work and stuff like that. And then thinking about how especially young girls are treated by older actors and stuff like that, like I don't know, it just, that sounds really shitty. Poor Victoria Justice.
Like, dude, he's just like groping, which, like, by the way, like, I feel like back when I used to play Sims 3, which now I just play Sims 4. It's not that I'm not playing. In fact, I have plans to play later tonight. by the way, shout out to Emily Rose. I was like telling her she should start playing The Sims, and she's like better at The Sims than me now. She's like unlocked all of these different, anyway, story for another time. But
oh my God.
In Sims 3, if you wanted to flirt with someone, you could goose them, which is, you know, like you pinch their butt and they go like, woo, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing where I'm like, I've never seen someone get goosed. And also like groping someone, I'm just like, is that like a hand on the titty? Is that like a squeeze of the butt? Like, not to sound like a total pervert, but I'm like, how is he operating, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's what it is. Like, I think.
Which one? Choose.
Oh,
boob or butt?
I think butt is more likely, but I think boob happens too.
Okay.
And I think that it is often a tactic to embarrass and shame the person, because you're like accounting, you're like guessing that they would be like humiliated and like won't tell anyone. It's like a power. It's a power thing. Like 100%.
Guy who he was on the news. Oh my God, I forget who. It was like a news anchor, and he was caught on camera groping the person next to him, and she was like, "What are you doing?" or whatever. And he's like, "Well, like, what do you mean?" And she was like, "Stop that." And it was literally on camera, and he was still doing it. I'm going to try. 100%. It always makes me so mad.
Yeah. I think like people think of it as like a very clear like gesture or something like that. But I think it's like a very, could be very under the radar and stuff like that. So, this is like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I'm sorry to grope your bubble.
Like, seriously, so shitty.
And then the last one here, we already, if anyone listened to our Office episode, that one was done there. But allegedly, the new show, Man with a Plan, he was pressuring Jenna Fischer, who plays Pam, to sleep with him. What was the other blind item here? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but there were just a lot of blinds about her being uncomfortable with him. But we already did that in the Office episode. So yeah, I was sad to see that one. It seems like Courtney Cox would be my winner of who the best person is out of the Friends cast.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, no, Jennifer Aniston and Lisa, they seem cool too.
Yeah, I think Coco and Jennifer Aniston, I think, are definitely the stars of the cast. And Lisa Kudrow, she just was getting cheated on, right? And turning a blind eye to it. Like, that's a relatable queen. Like, I feel like we've all been there.
And I will say David was relatable because he was a little peeper looking inside the houses. And what would you rather be, peeped on or be groped? So I guess we'll have to say Matt is worse than.
Should we do who are we in real life?
Okay. So based off of these blind items, who do you think you're the most like? I mean, we've both gotten botched filler. So hi, Courtney.
So we're the Courtney Coxes. Yeah.
You know what? You know what's his name? Matt LeBlanc needs. He needs to watch one of the David Schwimmer productions on how not to grope people in the Office.
Absolutely.
And that could solve everything.
No, but literally David should hook, I always want to call him Joey, up with these videos because most of them are about groping. 100%.
Yeah, knock it off. Yes. Not in the workplace.
Yes.
Not anywhere.
Not anywhere. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
God. Well, Tori, thank you so much for coming on. And I really encourage everyone to check out your episodes. Obviously, your podcast is Ready to Be Petty. I love when you talk about celebrities' pettiest moments, the pettyweight champion of the week. Love the petty drama. And I got a shout out to over on Patreon, you and Kelly Williams from Beyond the Blind did an episode about celebrities in blue tiled pools, which is just like such a niche creative idea. Like, we've all seen the paparazzi shots of celebrities sometimes quite literally getting fucked on vacation.
Yes.
As the paparazzi are taking pictures of them. And it's always a pool with those like dark blue square tiles.
Yes, I know. It's aspirational for us to have those. Like, we do need to go on, like, it's usually in like LA or Mexico, like Cabo or whatever. So it's like, we do need
that
to
should
go
be
to
the
Cabo.
Next pod collective. We like all have like an orgy in a blue tiled pool.
Yeah. And then get someone to like set up.
We call Backgrid and we're like, please take our picture.
They have to be grainy. They have to be from, like 30 kilometers away, like 100%. But yeah, it's just fun to look at those kind of like niche celebrity moments that, I don't know, that like so many people are a part of that, I don't know, seems so iconic to, or they mean so much to people like us. Maybe that sounds
Which,
insane.
By the way, I think I'm now remembering, did you come on for the Twilight episode? No, it was one about celebrity PR relationships. It was something because I remember you were talking about how Rob and Kristen seemed like they definitely were real and they weren't PR.
Yeah. Was that just
And I've heard
topics?
Some tea.
I did an
episode. I don't know if I told you about. I was just going to say, I heard tea from someone a couple months after. I don't know if I ever relate it to you, but yeah, they definitely were real.
Yes. Okay. I believe that fully. Yeah. I did an episode with Jenna from Date Card Pod about Robston on her podcast, Supermassive Twilight Hole. We did all of the Robston blinds. I love her so
because that's the name of the song that plays in the baseball scene, right? Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, 100%. So, Yeah, I'm a Robson truther. I love blue tiled pools. I'm trying to recruit Kelly for another episode where we do sushi park balcony pictures.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. The celebrities. Okay, yes, Taylor Swift was recently there and they're always on that second floor. It looks like they're at a strip mall, but apparently it's like the best sushi in LA.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. That like Leonardo DiCaprio and stuff like always frequent, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are like always there. So yeah, it's just those like kind of iconic, I don't know, things that celebrities do that I'm so interested in.
Dude, I love it. Well, thank you for coming on and lending us your knowledge here. And we'll have to stay posted, you know? What happens with Jennifer Aniston? Will she just keep smoking weed and getting tan? And Matt's going to try and grope people at award shows. And Courtney is dissolving her filler.
All the best to all of them.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.